This podcast and all the content associated is produced by Light Academy Productions.
That's what they call it. They used to call me fourth down day. Nah, for real. No cap. We go do something. Quarterback sneak, quarterback waggle. That's what the new play they put in. Because George, it's mental. I'm just scraping down the line, falling in the hole, and falling in there like Tom Brady style. Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback sneaker of all time. He ain't Cam Newton. He ain't Michael Vick. He ain't Vince Young. What he did was become cerebral. He's like, look, I know which one of these defensive linemen been in long. I know it's one of my offensive linemen had a good week this week in practice. I know it's one of them ate good today instead of eating that bullshit. All of that. I'm going to go ahead and squeeze right here. Here we go. First down. First down. Look, before niggas even think about it, first down. We don't want to talk about it. Keep on moving. I don't even call the play. On the line. Hut. Oh, squeeze in there. Coach be pissed until like the seventh game of the season. He's like, keep doing that. That's going to build our momentum. I'm like, see, you just stopped 2 weeks ago now. I don't remember what you said when I came to the sideline after doing that one game. The greatest coach I ever had talked to everybody with equity, not equality. I had good coaches who talked to everybody with equality. Dan Mullen is one. But I don't think Dan Mullen going to win the championship because he talked to everybody with equality.
Balance, huh?
Get what Nick Saban do. He talked to you with equity, my boy. He talked to Minka Fitzpatrick different than he talked to T.J. Yeldon. He talked to Julio Jones different than he talked to O.J. Howard. He tell Julio Jones things like, listen, this is your legacy. I shouldn't have to wake you up to be great. I tell O.J. Howard, get your ass about the bed. Whatever, because you might need that. Nigga like Julio Jones, listen, sir, if I'm telling it to you, then you already behind the steps. You said you want to be greater than Jerry, then. I thought that's what you said when you got here. You said, I want to be better than Jerry, nigga. I want to be better than Megatron. I want to be better than Randy, T.O. That's what you said. I ain't say that. So I ought not to be telling you to get no volunteer workouts in. By the time I get to telling you why you didn't get a volunteer workout, you already behind. So you already might as well give it up. That's a conversation I have to some of my players because I know equity. That's why when I walk in there, I'm able to talk to Colin Hill while talking to the rest of the 53 or the 100 or the 80 or whoever it is at the same time. Everybody like, man, he was talking to me. Because you just got to do your job. I'm saying that's equity. That's not equality, sir. I ain't going to treat the manager with the same responsibilities as the janitor. But I am going to talk to them with equity. Like, nah, man, I know how to supplement you to the top. I know how to get the person who number one 99 more points. And I know how to get the person who number 99 one more point. We are going to be at 100 when I get done having this conversation. One thing I knew about Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant is they did it different than LeBron James. But the one thing I know about all three of them is when they won, they was doing it the same to everybody. That means I'm punching number two player. If he fuck up, if I'm Michael Jordan, I punch Dennis Rodman in his fucking jaw. I punch Scottie Pippen in the jaw. I punch Steve Kerr in the jaw, nigga. I don't give a fuck who you is. Kobe Bryant, I cuss Dwight Howard out, I cuss Derek Fisher out, I cuss Lamar Odom out, I don't give a fuck who you are. LeBron, I build a bond and a handshake with Kyrie, and I build a bond and a handshake with James Jones, nigga, 2-15, because I know what equity means.
Equity.
Now, if I treat them all with equality, then I'm going to be mad at James Jones for not doing shit that Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis supposed to be doing. He don't need to do that. He don't even need to be thinking about that. He need to be making sure that when he catch that bitch in the corner, he shoot that bitch. He don't need to be worried about the lifestyle of somebody who attracts pressure situations, like fourth quarter shots. Man, it's about infrastructure, man.
Infrastructure.
Listen. If the goal is to not fold when we attacked, then why would we build an attack system before we build the infrastructure? Woo! Because I want to be completely outnumbered and still be able to survive before I could be able to kill everybody that's out there.
Yikes.
Now I don't gotta prepare for the worst because I'm prepared the best.
Yikes.
I mean, it's really just like manipulation of language. They always told you, like, even in religion, how come they that taught you didn't apply what they taught you?
If the history's in the books, then why repeat it? Then why we repeat it?
Unless you didn't read it. Mm. Now, that's another podcast for another day. Mm. We here to spread light and love.
Listen here, brother. I got some, so we can feel the whole vibe. You know what I'm saying? Got to feel the whole vibe.
I appreciate y'all for having me, man. So I don't actually have to get close. So where am I in proximity? Do you want to make this a situation?
Yeah, let's do that.
Tell me when I'm moving too much, and you can move forward.
Yeah, I'm coming with you.
All right, but now I feel like we in the box now.
You straight.
We in the light now. All right, there we go.
Bet.
Warning, this is not an interview. What you are about to hear is Life on E.
This is life, life on E, shine your light, be at peace. This is life, life on E, don't think twice, let it be. This is life, life on E, shine your light, be at peace. This is life, life on E,
I'm thinking higher level. Trying to deny the devil. Sometimes it's just as hard as if you're trying to build a garden with me and deny the shovel or biking without a pedal. But I raise my vibrations up and I never settle. Blessings to you all. Found peace in myself and now I'm making more moves than a U-Haul. Shoot my shot to get to scratch like I sunk in the cue ball. Born again, a new God. Get a step like you, dog. And
free your mind, let it ease. This is life, life on E. Shine your light, be at peace. This is life, life on E. Don't think twice, let it be. This is life, life on E. Shine your light, be at peace. This is life, life on E.
Let me give a shout out to Joe Size, my dog Shaq, aka Worldwide Ray. They in the background making music. If y'all hear something y'all like, man, don't be afraid to ask.
Yikes. That's why I started with yikes.
The guys in the building.
Walking here and it's just goats everywhere.
It's like a farm or something.
It really is.
It's the goat yard.
The goat yard.
Word.
So yeah, bro. This I love the cool organicness of this and the ability. Run it.
I'm a big J. Cole fan. Shout out to Cole. Shout out to the Dreamville. Cole has a place called a shelter. He rapped about this place in Neighbors. When like the Neighbors think I'm selling dope. They ran up in a shelter. It's basically like a home that they turn into a creative space.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We just like the energy of that versus in the state of COVID. And even in the state of the industry, like being in these studios, being in these places like that, it gets kind of like anxious for me because I don't really carry the kind of security that you would need to be safe.
Right.
I mean, I could protect myself, but what about the people I got invited in there and all that stuff? And so it's just like a situation where you want to curate and create and control the environment. You have to do it internally. And what we were talking about right before we got on air about building the infrastructure, it was like, man, we got all this equipment. Talking about, man, I wish we had a building.
The building right here. So I want to talk about that. That's good. I'm actually traveling. So it's cool to tap in with you as I travel, as you travel, as we travel.
Bro, can you tell? I just want to let you know that we both traveling now.
Bro, can you tell the people the happy that I shared with you today, brother? Can you please just express to them what you received?
Well, so one thing I do know, in the state of the world that we live in right now, man, health is wealth, you feel me? So my good brother brought me a travel pack, if you will, to make sure that I maintain good health, good cleanliness while I do travel on this road.
Hey, open them up. Check it out.
So we're going to bust it down right here.
Yeah, check it out. See what you got.
Boom. I got the Navy Blue Pack.
What we got?
Of Urban Eden.
Ooh.
Activated charcoal soap.
Ooh.
We're going to throw that on the face.
Ooh.
And then I got the Urban Eden 420 Citrus Hemp Joint.
Ooh.
With the Fibonacci sequence on the front because they're trying to show you that they understand.
Oh, they do.
That's another podcast. We're gonna talk about that one later.
Yeah, they actually got their own episode, but shout out to them.
So we understand.
Yeah, so we understand. So it's cool. I mean, as a traveling man, I think soap is a cool commodity. You know what I mean? To share. You know how people have little trinkets and things that they share with people.
Right.
It's like, nah, man, I'm gonna share some soap with you because, like, I know you travel a lot.
The great thing about experience is also another thing that we were sharing before we got on air. The great thing about experience is it might happen one time, but you get to use it forever.
Mm-hmm.
So I was an athlete. My pops was a football coach. I went to 8 different schools my first 8 years of schooling because of, you know, coaching army type lifestyle. You like, man, y'all just your whole coaching staff just got hired for Jackson State.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, we moving. And your whole coaching staff just got hired for Stillman. Oh, y'all got fired because y'all went 3-7.
Right.
So because of that, I packed my bag efficiently.
Yeah, man. I was talking to my mom last week, and she was reminding me that something that was unique about me. So my grandfather retired at Columbus Air Force Base. That's how I ended up being there. My mom was the only one of 7 to remain in Columbus. The rest of the siblings, after they graduated from Caledonia, right, they dipped.
Right.
Because they had no
real
reason
strong, yeah,
to be here. Their parents were retiring, so they left. But I thought something that was interesting was when I was 30 days old, bro,
mm-hmm,
I traveled with my grandfather to Oklahoma, and like,
right,
it's always been like a family thing. Like,
right,
Diana's crazy for letting Brett travel with dad, but he's like, my mom's like, you don't tell my dad no, you
right
know. And the fact that I traveled so much with him was a really cool component.
Yeah, my parents separated immediately. So one is in Michigan, Detroit, Michigan. And
yeah,
the other is back down here in between Atlanta and Mississippi. So.
Yeah.
You know, because they both wanted to be effective parents, I was the one having to carry the burden of that. So I'm spending Christmases here, Thanksgiving's there,
right,
New Year's there, summer's there,
right.
And
Ray still got it.
And so
Ray still got it.
Shout out to my dog.
He still got it. You see him moving like that?
Goats.
You see him? He's still moving like that. Let me find out.
And so
we can run the court.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ching, 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 ching.
Buckets. And he got the Starville jersey on right now.
So, you know.
Well, we were just on that, just that traveling in, man.
Yeah.
That was something growing up in Columbus that was always unique. Because I'd be gone, bro, in the summer. Like, just to
right
leave the situation at home. Like, every opportunity that I can get to dip, I'm out of here. Like, mm-hmm, let me experience a new environment. You know what I'm saying? Then come back. So, that's always been unique for me and my appreciation for just travel in general.
Yeah.
So, the soap's major.
Major key. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so, man.
I want to get into the hard stuff, man, because...
Where you at?
I've been doing the podcast interview, like, deep dive. I've been rocking with Joe Rogan.
Okay.
I like the... mental aptitude of secondary questions that they bring Mike Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has like a spiritual element. I like the healing process that he does with all his, like, he's
going
like, well, maybe this is why you do that. Like, Mike Tyson is like one of the greatest, I think, counselors / sociologists.
No, yeah.
He deep level with that shit.
No.
Brandon Marshall,
mm-hmm,
I Am Athlete podcast, it's just, the athletic mental. So all of these podcasts that I've been enjoying have been. So we can go ahead and get deep into it, man.
I gotta give
the hard questions.
Since we're talking podcasts, I gotta give Brother Nim and 85 South, like,
absolutely.
They've been, look,
absolutely.
It's times when I wanna like step away from the work, that's where I'm gonna go like tap into. And then oftentimes when I get there, it's just I'm getting fueled, like,
and
David Banner just like,
and the platform
kicked it all down.
So they provide a platform for people who, I think, they shine in a lot of people who might not get shine anywhere else. And I think that's the hardest part about 85 South Show. They bring up people of the culture, you know, to where it's like substance. Like, I think they had Fred Hampton Jr. on there.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. It was amazing.
They had, like, so the people that they bring on there are the people who might not get the big headlines but gonna get the big numbers, because people gonna be, hold on, wait a minute, who there?
He said, wait a minute. He went to the trap? Oh, man. But nah, Carlos, man, I love the platform that the
Shout
buzz
out to
built.
The SIP, man.
And I'm actually in motion. I'm on the way to get him the key to the city right now.
Yeah, he need that.
Yeah, because here's the thing, bro. The only thing that's going to get us through these times is laughter and humor and smiling and, you know, the simple things, because the complexities have really kind of burnt us out. So we got to get back to what it is. And, you know, you think about that, you think about the friendly city, it's like, bro, it would be in our best interest to deal with this network of comedians. And you got your A team, your B team, you got all of these guys that are providing, they have a platform and a right. place that they can come on the circuit. Right. You know what I'm saying? And starting there and expanding out. So, yeah, man, I'm on that mission right now. I'm just waiting for our end to be solidified. Then I'm going to call bro New Face and go ahead and put it in motion.
Yeah, that's the team. I like that.
So, yeah, be ready for that. You know what I mean?
Shout out to New Face, man, the GOAT.
Oh, man.
He a legend for real.
Man, this my year? Let's talk about that, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the last time that I got the treatment was October 16th, 2016.
16, yep.
It's the last time I got the treatment.
Right.
And I've been growing on this journey, like, right. since. Like, right. from the crown, like, for real.
Yeah, facts.
And I think about seeing you on stage and looking around and the people that I invited, mm-hmm. like, myself, like, I'm for real, like, hey, bro, like, it's something that I probably want to come check this out.
Right.
It just so happened to be you, but to be in that room, in that moment, mm-hmm. and be like, dang, this it.
Right.
Like, this is it.
In the past, that done doubled and triple crossed since then, the relationships that's been curated out of that room.
Yeah, like, yeah. Come on, man. For real?
I mean, it's a situation where I think that people have fear of, like, being disappointed. I just approach it as to, well, at the minimum, I'm gonna learn something.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I learn what not to do. So now that I'm approaching it like that, it's just I can create real intent. I can walk into a room like, nah, I mean, like, if it's two people in there, I'm gonna just make sure they be like, man, it's the best show I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I hadn't had that confirmation. Like, I hadn't gone outside of mm-hmm. Starkville, Jackson, and Columbus. Which is like
Birmingham. You went to Birmingham.
Birmingham. Okay, so the Birmingham situation was the same way though.
Okay.
I wasn't invited to Birmingham.
Oh, really?
It was a show that Eugene and them did early on in my career. And I went in there and they was like, any rappers in here, whatever, we gonna play some beats. Cause they are this is an underground, you know, that's where I came from.
Mm-hmm.
I was freestyling before I was rapping. That's what I tell people all the time, because I just like the art of putting words together.
I'm for sure. Hold on, wait. Do you really?
Yeah. Let's see.
Let's see.
Okay, who beat this is?
No,
shout out
no.
to them. Oh.
No.
I don't even pick favorite beats. I just rap as soon as I hear the cadence. Yep. Okay.
And you know what's going on here.
All right.
You like putting words together?
I like putting words together.
Do you really?
What's the words you throwing me?
Develop.
Okay. Open up, envelop. Then I start developing something I developed from the origin when I was in my mama's stomach. This shit might make you vomit, cause that's how I'm coming. I develop way more when I start running, like a running back. I could run, attack the hole, then I'm coming back. Straight Ooh. To the huddle, jump over people like umbrellas or a jacket on a puddle. I develop more even though I struggle. That's the concept of human nature, it ain't trouble. Even if you get chastised here on the double, you could learn a lesson, bring it back, just like Barney Rubble and Fred up in the front. Still your feet gon' hit the ground. See what I profoundly said within the sound.
Ooh.
The beat is going down, still it's louder in my head. I develop way more thoughts when it's quieter instead. I am lying, nah, I didn't, cause I only tell the truth. The beat is getting loose, but I ride in the caboose. I'm a leader from the back, yeah, I feel like Walter on a corner in Atlanta, cause my kicks can't be walked in. You get what I'm saying? My shoes fit more than the blues, and I can make news, cause I did last summer. You could check it, it's true. Them the facts, put it right on the wax. How I attack and develop a plan, a defense like the general, and get lieutenants that can go and withstand all the knowledge that I'm sending down. Communication from the top to the underground.
Ooh.
And every soldier know formation when we attack the defense that they presenting. I feel like Peyton Manning. I got like 6 plays I can audible to hand it off to my man. Like, damn, you should take it. And then I'ma land it. And I ain't even playing it. Nah, chill. I develop life like a planet with oxygen and carbon dioxide. Understand it's an element that been handed from God through the cosmos. I'm feeling like Cosmo when wonder I grant wishes to the children, for real. Y'all can go check this.
Hey, man. Alright, we ain't gonna play with you no more, bro.
Nah, but see, I could have just freestyled some bars, but I want to just...
You mean coulda? You did that.
I just want to just get real deep into the shit.
Did that. What's wrong with them, y'all?
Real, right off the spot.
Ooh-wee. So the word is developed today.
Facts.
Like, actually on the way here, literally. The funny thing is, literally on the way here, we go here. Develop.
Nah, that's it.
To grow or cause. To grow or cause to grow and become mature, advanced, or elaborate.
I mean.
To develop. Develop.
So.
What are your thoughts on development in context to culture and community? Just our people. Let's talk about development.
It's natural, right? It's an organic process even within will and intent. So although human ego would catalyze us to think like this is some grand plan that we come up with to like build and develop, it's natural. It's cellular in the sense that even from a cosmic level, the universe is development by definition. It's entropy, it's ever growing, it's like multi-dimensional, whatever. So it's like we came from something. I don't care what your religion is or what you believe in, you feel like society, culture, human life all developed from some place to where we are now. So we try to take credit for it, but it's just that feeling that you get when you look around and you can see where the improvement is. You can look around and you can say, okay, well, no, I see a plan in which this can be better. And then some people follow that natural feeling. Some people are raised to feel like they can do something about those natural feelings. Some people fear those natural feelings and never speak on them.
Yes.
But ultimately, it's not something that's personal to David Horton or to George Lowe. It's human nature.
Yes.
We always want to, it's Charles Darwin, fitness. It's like, well, the entire process of life is to be able to leave our genetic material to the next generation. That's right. Fitness. That's why I grow stronger. That's why my feathers are brighter. That's why I sing. If I'm a bird, I sing longer. That's why if I'm a lion, I beat the other lion in the pride, because I want to show her that these are the best genetic material so I can pass it down. I want to eat so I can reproduce. I want to be able to do all I can do so I can reproduce and have my genetic material be the genetic material passed along. Because that would, in turn, make me the most fit of my species.
Say that.
So I'm saying, if it's natural to the point where even the animals understand that it's about what you're doing for the next generation, then we ain't developed no creative plan or no elaborate plan, bro. It's just, that's what it is. You just got to develop for the next one.
Without a doubt. That's development.
That's what it is.
So you just literally gave us like a lecture. Do you teach college courses of some sort? What you got? Where you at with that?
So they
called you in for any special classes at State or something? Like they need to call you in for something.
Nah, but I'm writing a book though.
Oh, for real? Yeah. You're writing a book.
Yeah.
This is different from all the audio books that you've written.
No, this is a literary book that's supposed to be processed as literature, as written literature. So the audiobooks, while they are audiobooks, they were written in sonnet form in order to be digested as sonnet. This is purposely written for people to sit in their private spaces and read one-on-one.
So I got a question.
Uh-huh.
When you lost your headphones,
right?
When you're writing there, were you actually in a closet with like the lights up? Like I got like...
No, so I actually remember this story. We're standing for a place. This is like abandoned house. This is like, we basically just came to Atlanta, like, now we're gonna stay here and figure it out. So we ended up getting this like shell. We ain't never paid like the electric, the gas in there, none. We had a space heater and we had a generator that we hooked up from the car. So, and this is when I first had my daughter, so I was driving back and forth.
This was in Decatur?
This is in like Stone Mountain area. It's
Did I pull up over there? I'm just asking.
Yeah, Ford Place. It's over there off of
generator, literally.
Yeah. So if you go on 285, it's right there off of like past the Memorial Drive.
Yeah,
all that. So anyway, I was like coming back and forth to Mississippi, seeing my daughter every weekend. I was working at the airport washing cars for Enterprise.
Oh my goodness! So like, you know about Iraq? So you know about Enterprise?
So I'm getting like $8 an hour. So I'm doing, taking that, boom, flipping that, selling CDs, doing whatever I'm doing, thugging. And so we working on the 3P with, at the time, I think we was doing it with New Message.
Mm-hmm.
And I was recording with AJ.
Okay.
In his crib. And it was like, I had enough money. I figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
I could eat with this $50 for the week. I can send this $150 home for the baby. I can go take this $120 to AJ to record.
Right.
Like, that type. And ooh. I had about 50, 60 bucks to work with after that. It was just like, maybe weed, maybe gas. But I'm driving that Honda, so, you know, we pushing it to the limit.
With the light on.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we leaving with the light on.
So that's what that... that's what... That's...
So, anyway, I'm coming back from the crib Sunday evening. The formula was get off work, hit the road, go see the baby. Come back Sunday, be at work Monday morning. Man, I'm talking about, I came down there and I get here and I do my runs. I go see the squad, I go see the baby, I go see my dudes, all that. I'm back on the road, I'm like, man, I want to hear this beat that New Message sent. And I have it hooked up to my, what's it called? And this is just some regular iPhone headphones, just before AirPods.
Yeah.
They're just some regular white plug-in joints.
These joints right here.
And I just couldn't find them. And I was just pissed. But instead of getting super pissed, I hate doing this, but I played the beat through the speaker, through the car speaker. And the reason I hate doing that, because you don't really hear all the sounds the way you do in the headphones to write the song to the, I like to write to the beat for real.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I ain't gonna let this stop me. I already got this formula. This my writing time.
Right.
I gotta get up at 5:45 and be at the airport from Ford Place.
Yeah. So. Ooh. Wait, hold on. So you got to
to
the airport?
I got to leave at 4:45.
Ooh. You see how process? I'm like, whoa.
Right. And I'm already getting here like 1. Because I'm trying to squeeze the time I can squeeze.
Oh, so you wrote it on the way?
Yeah. I'm not thinking I lost my headphones. And what's worse?
It's like my life stuck in reverse. Hey, so listen. So this is why I asked this question. Because there was a place that you went.
Mm-hmm.
When you were like, they calling my phone, and I'm like, I don't got shit for you. I'm barely having shit for myself.
So I'm just telling you the story that's going on.
But when my album drop, I'm gonna give you double. Like, just relax.
I mean, that's how much I believe in it, though. That's how much I do believe in it. Every time, like, I'm like, listen, it doesn't make sense for me to waste time explaining it to you. But when my album drop, I'm gonna give you double back on it. Don't even worry about it.
Bro, I on the way here there was a song playing. I gotta let you hear this because
I gotta make a tangent right quick while you finding it. I sent you a song last week. We ain't gotta talk about it. But that song I sent you was a letter to self.
If you ever loan me money, to power the mission. It was to power the vision. Like, I don't know, because when you said...
Give you double.
Yeah, it's like, hold that noise down about that. Like, I needed fuel to get to the next destination. Like, I'm going to double. You're going to recoup that. Right. Like, relax on that.
It's an art.
Okay.
As is all communication.
Mm.
Like I spoke on earlier about the coach. It's like, you got to be able to be coached by these players.
Mm.
Hey, me... Player number 8 needs for you to say it twice. Me, player number 1, need for you to just show it to me. I don't even hear it like that. Me, player number 10, need you to get on my ass every day in the weight room.
Yes.
Me, player number 5, need you to not say nothing to me. I'm in that space. Now, a good coach could win a playoff game, by coaching everybody in a way that he has mastered. A great coach adjusts every single year to the players that he's given. See a Nick Saban, see a Bill Belichick. Because Tua Tagovailoa is not Matt Jones.
Mm.
Cam Newton is not Tom Brady.
Mm.
Or Jeff Driscoll or Jacoby Brissett or all these other quarterbacks that Bill Belichick done put in the system and has won with. I don't think he coaching them the exact same.
Those are lessons.
So when you're dealing with these people who might not understand the investment of time, of energy, it ain't got to be money.
What?
They might not understand that you have to be a great coach and say, okay, person number one, I'm going to just lay it out on there because I understand you're capable of eating steak. Player number two, I can't, I'm going to give you double. I was talking to that player. I was like, listen, I ain't going to lie to you. You don't even, not only do you not see the vision, You like it when the lights off.
Ooh. You said you don't, not only do you not see the vision, you like it when the lights off.
Yeah. You're comfortable in the dark. So before I even get to the light switch, you like, man, oh, hold on, hell no. I don't even want to be responsible with that kind of information. I understand that. I actually, when I'm in my solo place, my deep place, where I get a little bit of peace to be myself and be free, I actually envy that. I wouldn't say that out loud, but when I'm in that place, I say that out loud.
Yeah.
Like, dang, I wish I could see it, understand the responsibility of going over there to check it out and walk away. I wish I could. But for some strange reason, I just be obligated to cause a problem when I see it's a problem.
But you seen the Book of Eli?
Yes, of course.
So you know the first step when the books.
That's one of my favorites. Now, Denzel is, you know, trained to, you know. Yeah, no, for sure. You know, I'm a Denzel guy, man.
But in that script, when when the guys on the bikes came through and killed the people, he wanted to just go down there and wreck shop. And he's telling himself, this doesn't concern you. And it came back
around.
Can
I tell you something that's real sick?
What?
This is like the second time somebody has spoken to me about this parable to my life within the last week, right hand of God.
This parable?
They're like, do you remember this in the Book of Eli when he saw the people? He was like, he had to realize that there was a higher purpose.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
that's
the second time somebody has brought this up in conversation with me.
Bro, that's the coldest part of that movie to me.
I'm just trying to figure out what the message is they're trying to say. Like, when I see the problem,
You understand
in private conversation, but if I'm just going to create a synopsis for the sake of this interview, whenever I see the problem, I've already thought about that problem. Because we say third base in 2016.
Sure.
Or we say take the flag down with Seth in 2015.
Sure.
And then we come up with we study, we process, we invest certain people in certain arenas. We're going to spend our time. We're going to take away from ourselves, and we're going to invest in these people to put them in positions of whole weight and whole power. And then we come back, and once we get enough collateral and enough people behind us, then we say, nah, this is what we meant for real. And then it's effective. And then we take things that people have been trying to do for centuries, and we get it done efficiently and effectively. Nobody get hurt. Nobody get harmed. We just saying this is how we're moving now because we thought about it. We ain't just jump off the cliff. I said it. I told y'all. I got it on record. This is what I'm going to do.
Development. Sounds like development to me.
I mean, it was years.
Yes. Yes.
And then if we dig deeper.
Yeah. But the blood is on the leaves.
So, I mean.
For sure.
Son, I wrote the Brilliant Minds album when I was 21 years old.
You did something to Blood on the leaves.
Yeah. Or it's just a situation where, back to seeing the problem, like in that Eli situation, it was, that was the deliverance of the word in whatever capacity that is, the completion of the mission or the fulfillment of the mission. It wasn't, that what motorcycles riding around is the gang violence I try to handle on the side. Because I know that is a reciprocal of the why. The mental oppression that we have to where we feel like we got to breed a lot of women. I know that's a reciprocal of the why. But my focus is what I attack. And when I understand that I'm attacking the why, I don't have no reserve on that because that's my purpose. I understand that this is systematic. This system was created in order to enforce that these outcomes happen. These people don't even understand that.
Yes.
They mad at me. I'm happy that they mad at me. Because while they focusing on me, I can really do what I need to do.
Mm-mm.
It's like, y'all don't even understand. The veil ain't covering what you see. The veil is covering the bigger veil that's behind you.
Mm.
Because they trying to get your attention to look straight ahead while they just doing whatever they got to do. It's like coming into a theater and you not even knowing it's two more rows above you because they got that blacked out. You looking at the stage the whole time thinking, when they remove these curtains, I'm going to see it. Mm. And they doing all the work back there. You ain't even aware of it. That's how systematic it is. So I could spend time fighting guys on the motorcycle. And to be real, sometimes I even go sit out there and just like draw a little, like change the little sign so they go the other way and don't mess with the people today. I might do that on my way in passing. But then you see when I step up. You see when I step out.
So I cut you off a long time ago in this.
When I get on the offense, government officials are involved.
I cut you off a long time ago. You right. said you sent me a song.
Mm-hmm.
What were you about to ask me about that song?
I wasn't going to tell you about that song, that it was a letter to myself. If you look at the title of it, you will see exactly the direction in which I was delivering the letter to myself, because I was listening to those compositions that you were referencing from Eye of God, from God, What If You Were God, being one of the initial, you know, records that we referenced, like talking to self. Like,
so what do you think about sharing that composition right now?
Man, I'm saying, like, you know, it's organic. I feel like it's in the moment. I own it.
So.
Bars. I ain't got to get nobody. Ain't nobody got to give me permission.
Bro, thank you, bro. We're just going to do an exclusive right here. I'm going to pull my phone up because you asked, you know, now that you say it's a letter to yourself, you know, I think about leaving. You know, I was bumping this leaving the King's Backyard.
Yes.
Slutty Vegan.
Mm-hmm.
Edgewood.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pulling out and I'm bumping this. Like, listen, I got the windows about 3/4 ways down all the way around.
Ooh, put them there.
I'm just
in the Stallion.
You feel me? In the Stallion.
Fresh dipped.
Man, waxed.
Cause Pops needed it right.
Man, look like a king just got out of
Chariot
it.
Chariot fresh out the sky on a you sunny feel day.
You feel me? I ain't even tripping. I'm gonna get up in there.
You know what I'm saying? Belly full of the good goodness.
No dad. Shout out to my dog Pinky, man.
Just had conversations that was needed.
Man.
Scriptures.
Colossal business.
So this going into the record. And then, this before you even, you know what I'm saying?
And then this happened, y'all. Peep.
Civil versus human rights. 3/5 they view your life. Who get to choose the price? Misuse and abuse your light. 13th Amendment, a flag for how you using your stripes. You been convicted once before, you keep losing your strikes. Parchment still allowed in the Delta. Remove the mark of the beast, but still allowing the devil. I feel it now more.
Hold on. Wait. Hold on, y'all. I didn't get them levels right, bro. Hold on. Wait a second. Hold on. I'm sorry, y'all. I just wanted to set y'all off at the right levels, okay? I didn't have it right. This is more Slutty Vegan vibes right here.
KT. Civil versus human rights. 3/5 they view your life. Who get to choose the price? Misuse and abuse your light. 13th Amendment, a flag for how you using your stripes. You been convicted once before, you keep losing your strikes. Parchment still allowed in the Delta. Remove the mark of the beast, but still allowing the devil. I feel it now more than ever. Outside the ties are severed. Inside the connection couldn't be better. They riding for every letter. KKK, the White Knights, AKA Sheriff, lawyer, judge, teach the 8th grade every day. YMCA, even the DA, either they create more for themselves or less for us. Either way, we ain't giving equality. Just an apology, just to acknowledge me. Nothing to offer me. 250 years of slavery plus 150 of felony. Silly things they keep telling me, silly dreams they keep telling me. But I won't fall for that. We talking reparations, bitch, I want all of that. What?
Trump hung the phone up. Kanye called him back. Said that's your man's fam. Then tell him about all the crack. They dropped on the swats. They dropped on my pops. A year for the dust. 15 for the rocks. See Nas or the locks. Or Flav with the clocks. Or Dave with the beep. Can't say what I bought. The verdict ain't dropped. The murder ain't solved. The burner ain't hot. The purse is involved. Displaying they heart. Restraining they talk. Maintain what they talk. In case we get caught. We weather the drought. We wait that shit out. Don't open your mouth. Don't say what it's about. The target, the goal, the angle, the route. It's under control. Ain't hanging them out. The line much sturdier than the rope they bound Emmett with. Is you feeling it? Ties more mob than Eminem and a D12. When shit gets shady, listen for whispers in the seashells. That's G Code.
Bruh.
I just had to rekindle the light, man.
Bruh.
Let me tell you what it was, though.
Hold on, bro. Listen. Hold on, bro.
Just let it breathe.
Listen. So I posted something, bro, like a day after, bro. Mm-hmm. And, bro, KT always, he's always tapped in.
Always.
You know what I'm saying? So he's tapped in. Now, this is fresh off hearing this.
Yeah.
And he's like, bigging me up on something. I'm like, bro, I don't want to talk about that.
I don't even want to talk about that.
What about this? How you rekindle the light?
Right.
And he just sends laughing emojis. Like, really?
No, listen. When he sent me that beat, it was like, he was like, I hope I ain't mistake misquoting it. Something like to the extent of, man, like, people don't know what to do with this beat. Like, I've been trying to shop it around to certain people, whatever like that. Now, initially, I was like, dang, I ain't seen this. I ain't heard this. But once I got past that, I was like, okay, I don't know if that's a challenge.
From Sensei.
But last time you said that to me, we made third base. You know what I'm saying? Last time you said it was a beat that people couldn't do nothing with or nothing like that, it was Spicy Noodle.
Wow.
146 BPM.
Wow. Man, like sitting here right now, bro, that's literally.
And the letter to myself was just like, you know, it was just understanding and revisiting all the planning and organizing that we did in the beginning. That's why we don't deter from the plan, because it was like, don't open your mouth, don't say what it's about. I understand that the primary layer of the song sounds like somebody who's like instructing the team to do some kind of court, but that's what I did. I did that.
ABCs though? Like, how you break down the ABCs like that? Like, how you even the DA? Even the judge, prosecutor, like, what?
Nah, it was just like, so the line is, KKK, the White Knights, a.k.a. Sheriff, lawyer, judge, teach the A grade every day.
Oh, my goodness.
YMCA, even the DA, either they create more for themselves or less for us. Either way, we ain't. And I'm just saying how systematic it is. It goes back to what I was approaching. I was like, the A grade teacher.
Man.
The librarian.
Yikes.
The mailman.
Yes, sir.
So, the light and water department.
Yikes.
So, if I just tweak it to a little bit to the left and a little bit to the right, I can help this side win more than the other. That's how systemic it is, to the point that the pawns don't even know they pawns. They thought they was kings and queens, not knowing that it's a bigger chess piece.
Damn.
So, they like, man, I'm controlling this. Like, bro, you controlling this.
Brother, they told me they had the key to the city, bro. I went in them. They got no access. What kind of keys you got?
So I'm saying, I'm just talking about even understanding the bills and rights that this land was granted initially on. How could you even say you possess something that you don't understand the ownership and possession of anyway? So that means federally, it can still be taken from you if you pay taxes on it and if you own it because of how it was written initially. We talking about the 18th century now. Mm. We ain't talking about like what your granddad did in 1922. Man, so, give me a motherfucking button.
He said, so Pete, with that, so about those documents.
Right.
Like, I'm in the space of like, I only want to talk about scrapping those documents.
Right.
And drafting new ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about down to like Constitution type shit. Like,
right. The last time somebody offered that as a solution, there was a civil war.
Okay.
You understand that, right?
Yeah, for sure.
You understand that's why the Confederacy was trying to secede, was because documents were being, they were the union was discussing on removing documents because of how it was making the now that there was a United Nations and there was a situation where people were looking from the outside in, this was supposed to be a country in which all the rebels would be able to come and have a freedom, a free pass to religion and family practices and Quaking and Catholicism and whatever, all that.
Whatever they into.
Whatever they into. And then y'all over here holding prisoners of tax.
Yeah.
Without representation.
Yeah.
That's a direct violation. And there's a higher being now being able to observe that. So Abraham Lincoln and all them folks like, look, we ain't tripping about you. We got slaves too. We ain't tripping about that. You just making it look bad. We got to get rid of your documents. The people in the South like, nah, it's over with. We built the country. It wasn't New York. It wasn't none of that. We built the country. So it's like, ain't no way you're going to tell us. If we the equity and we the financial backing, we get the highest percentage of say so. We get the most stock points. That's just common sense.
Not the workers.
Not the workers.
Not the people that actually built it. They don't get no say.
Oh, no. We're going to do it the American way.
Oh, the American way. I got you.
So understand, this ain't a new formula.
Yeah. Okay.
When people, the cashiers is making 10 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry about what the stockholders making.
So BJ had a gig the other day, man.
Mm-hmm.
About 10 minutes, bro. He made $75.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, wow. Oh.
Right.
And when we're on the way to the house, after mm-hmm. he gets his $75, he's got it.
Right.
Doesn't even fit all in his wallet. He's just got this.
Right.
I see like V-Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
He's on Fortnite going stupid with the bread. I already see it.
Mm-hmm.
And we pass by a newly built Wendy's, and it's got this big banner outside, and it says $10 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of looks to me kind of like, 10 minutes, $75, 1 hour, $10. You mean to tell me that? Yeah, yeah. And my whole point was when you're operating in purpose, it provides the opportunity where the 10 minutes for the 75, but when you're not in that, then you're subject to that.
And so when they speak of slavery and it becomes offensive to people who are looking at it on a very minuscule level, they're thinking it's just the act of slavery. Like, that's offensive. How dare you say we a new slave. I think that when you peel it back, the saying delves down more into the mentality. It's like, I can't think outside of the parameters of meeting ends.
Mm.
Like, my boy, I'm making this $22 an hour. If I miss work, somebody might take this $22 an hour away from me. And I return the question by asking you, what is $22 an hour going to do for your grandchild? I don't think that you're going to be able to get this job to your child. Now, you might be able to put your child in college. But then what? And then looking at the look in reality, you might not even be able to do that with that $22 an hour. So you might be able to feed your child every week and clothe them and buy them a used car when they turn 16 and say that you lived your life. And then you're going to retire and you're going to die. And you ain't going to have nothing for them.
So
or you could break the chains of mental slavery and understand that you making this person family and grandchildren rich.
Mm-hmm.
You might as well invest that time and try to do something for your own, because it's going to be the same outcome. Whether you go get that $22 an hour or you invest in yourself, it's going to be the same outcome. I promise y'all, because it's going to be a situation in which you're going to be able to tell your kids what to do and what not to do. That's all I got for you.
Yeah, it's pain either way. So what I was going to say was the beauty in it is taking that
mm-hmm.
and putting the action into corrective action. So, like, unlearning it and then applying, right. you know, this. Because a lot of our people, I think that's an interesting perspective for leaders. Like, right. you got to know what we're really dealing with. And I think people just skim over it and they don't dive in it. Like,
I think the unlearning takes place in ego control.
Mm.
So, I let my kid teach a lot. Because Picasso, Da Vinci, all these guys, the greatest minds ever, was trying to figure out, Albert Einstein, trying to figure out how to think like a kid again, paint like a kid again.
Yeah.
Because there's a sense of natural innate ability to be, to have integrity.
Yeah.
Because this is just genuine. Yeah. I just genuinely want to push this ball. Yeah. I just genuinely want to shake this rattle.
Yeah.
I ain't thinking about how my teacher gonna feel about it. Yeah. I ain't thinking about how my parents gonna feel about it.
This is kind of that, right?
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
This is kind of like, a variation.
So it's like creating with that That's when your synapse is firing at this highest level. That's when you're learning the most. That's when you're developing the most. Yeah. That's when you're obtaining the most information.
Yes, sir.
Until you start realizing there's societal standards. And then slowly and surely, your cells start slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain starts casing hard and start being permanent. Your teeth stop growing and being permanent. Like, dang, now that you feel like you know what society want of you, I guess that's all the growing you're going to do.
Mm. So there's a campaign from...
Hey, hold on. I want to put a pin there.
What you got?
That was that one.
What was it?
It was that double entendre. Think about it. 3, 4, 5 years old, you just, I want to put this pink dress on with these mismatched socks. I just want to express. And people have warped that so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like you stop losing teeth and they stuck. Just like your brain, your skull stopped fusing and it stuck. Your ability to think and create on that pure level, it doesn't grow no more. Because now and forevermore, you'll be concerned about what society feel about your decisions.
So as you reverse that,
mm-hmm.
you're not retiring,
mm-hmm.
you're rewiring.
Right.
That's that word retire has plagued a whole generation.
Yeah.
Even when you get in that space, you want to find new things that right. help you feel like a child.
Right. I just read Kobe's book, The Moment Mentality. Right. And it was beautiful because it wasn't 2019, which would have been more, I would have felt more emotional to that because it was, that was like his, the last year he lived a full year.
Mm-hmm.
But it was 2016, which is the last year he lived a full year as an NBA player.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
60
on the way out. But even getting to that point and the things that he spoke about was like his rewiring.
Because
it's like, now I'm gonna take this next 20 and I'm gonna double up.
Ooh.
And I seen the process that he applied to basketball. He wrote a letter to Spalding. That was deep. It was like, this is all I ever knew. But now, and knowing that, I found myself. So I can literally take myself and be anywhere else in the world and learn how to know it like that because I did it.
Yeah.
And so I think the things that he was gonna the things that he was gonna do in coaching. For the game of for women's basketball, but specifically for youth reprogramming
or like development,
animation development. Like he was about to change the he changed the game because it's some stuff about to come out.
Oh, yeah, I already know.
He did a short. I think he was in. Forgive me if I'm mistaken, but he was in on the short with the dad doing the girl's hair. The little 5-minute little jump that came out, but it was just a.
Didn't he win a Grammy for something? One of his.
He has one where it's the autistic kid, and they displayed it as a kid who could fly, and the dad just kept trying to reel the kid in, like put him a leash on him and everything. I just don't want people to look and think my kid is weird because he can fly.
Yeah.
And then they end up in like the little playground, and the kid just gets so mad one time, and he just like power up for real, and he just fly. Everybody look around and see him.
Right.
And then the dad finally realized it's not holding him back.
Yeah.
It's something that set him apart. Like, so I know Bean was about to go crazy. So that speaks to that rewiring. Like his mental aptitude and his mental fortitude that he showed and withstood through broken fingers and torn Achilles and like, you know, Kobe Bryant is like, how LeBron is denying the time, he denied all medical. Like, he like, yo, my man's asked the trainer one time, like, is it going to get worse if I play with it? Oh, well, then I'm playing. Like, I'm going to play. Like, if it ain't going to get worse, if I can't hurt it no worse, then I'm going to keep playing.
It was the Matt Barnes ball pump fake to me. That was probably the moment when I was like.
Yeah, but that's already number 24, though. That's already.
No, I'm just talking about, in.
We at that time, we already saying Mamba mentality at this time. I'm talking about when he airballed. Rookie year in the playoffs, 4 times in a row. Came at the next game, dropped like 30. I'm saying that kid. Like, boy, you just was in high school. You ain't. What? I'm just my team.
Boy ain't scared of nothing.
It's the Lakers, though. We know Kareem, Magic.
They listen them out.
No. You understand.
They need to go ahead.
I've already seen this in my head 1,000 times.
They need to go ahead and make brother logo.
Nah, for real.
He need to be the logo.
The first person I seen say that was Kyrie Irving.
So I don't know if he initiated the idea. He's just the first person I've seen say that. But I think Vanessa had retweeted or commented on it or something like that. Like, easy.
That's easy, bro.
Easy. Jerry West a co-sign on that.
Yes. And it's time.
That's his son.
Come on.
That's his son. That's Jerry West's. That's Jerry West is Kobe Bryant's father. That Kobe Bryant said that in the book. I can go get the book right now.
Kobe
Bryant said that himself. He's like, this is like my father.
But see, you have to, but this is why you have to, because you can't. Jordan's already solidified. I just saw this dude.
No, I don't want to see Jordan as an NBA logo.
He can't. I just saw this dude on the catcher's
chest plate. Unfortunately, his logo is already separate and bigger than an NBA logo.
Yes. I just saw this dude on the catcher's chest plate the other day.
Yeah, no, it's different.
I was like, damn.
Yeah, NBA ain't going to be able to monetize all that, because it's like baseballs, like motorcycles.
I'm saying, I just saw Jumpman on a...
I'm saying Michael Jordan is not basketball. He is... like GOAT competitiveness.
It's culture.
LeBron is Dear Spalding.
Yeah.
Kobe, I just move my... What I'm going to do is I'm going to move my feet to this spot. It's an art. Like, that's why all these kids keep talking about art.
I wonder what picture it is, though. That might be what it is. It's finding that image.
I'm going to go grab the book.
You got the image?
I got the book.
Ooh. Yo. While he go grabs the book, we're going to head over to cultureshopping.com. And that's culture with a K.
EA on the track.
Cultureshopping.com, that's culture with a K. I got some new gear on today. I got the white guy given. It's the first time it ever been popped out. You get it right here. Use the code Mamba. Use the code Mamba when you get there. What you got, bro?
I'ma do like three flips.
Three flips?
And I'ma read.
Alright.
Oh, I just was telling you. He basically said it's like his, you know what I'm saying?
Wow. He lands on Jerry West.
Jerry West and I had a father son type relationship, top line.
Wow.
I just flipped. I'm just showing you. But I'ma go further. I'ma just read this page. Now, I said I'ma read three pages. This page number two. It says, I wouldn't say my leadership style changed over the years. Here we go. I like challenging people and making them uncomfortable. That's what leads to introspection, and that's what leads to improvement. You could say I dared people to be their best selves. That approach never wavered. What I did adjust, though, great coach, was how I varied my approach from player to player. I still challenged everyone and made them uncomfortable. I just did it in a way that was tailored to them. To learn what would work and for who, I started doing homework and watched how they behaved. I learned their histories and listened to what their goals were. I learned what made them feel secure and where their greatest doubts lay. Once I understood them, I could help bring the best out of them by touching the right nerve at the right time.
Mm. Tabernacle.
All right, third one. Move your puppies.
Move your puppies.
Move your puppies. That's what he's referring to, his feet.
What's the image up there?
You see him, Gary Payton. The
Ooh.
Glove.
Oh, is that Caron Butler right there?
Yeah, you see him. He says... It was 2000 and I was having problems getting over screens when guarding the ball. When the All-Star game came around and Gary Payton and I were warming up together, I pulled him aside. Gary, I said, I'm having trouble getting through screens. What do I do? He was the greatest competitor on defense I ever watched. He took the time to walk me through this approach. He told me I had to make myself thin, and I'll never forget this, just move my feet. He explained I had to slide, not run. Through the screen, and to do so, I had to make myself as small as I could and move my feet as quickly as possible. Almost, he explained, like a sheet of paper going through a door. After the All-Star break, I worked on it constantly in practice. I just kept plugging away. Not coincidentally, that was the first year I made first team all defense. So, my boy was willing to take all ego, all pride aside and say, hey, I know I came in here. Remember, I was talking all that shit. But if you can. And he said the same thing about Michael Jordan. He like, man, at the point, he basically annoyed Michael Jordan into building a relationship with him. He's like, I want to be better than you. Like, what you got for me? Like, that's some nuts, my boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, okay, well, I'm going to come back tomorrow and ask you. Like, you might change your mind.
Yeah.
Because I'm not trying to mimic you. That's the thing about Kobe. Kobe said, I was processing all information, not focusing on one piece of information. It's like religion. I didn't just want to be a Christian. I wanted to understand all religions. So if we did have dialogue, I wouldn't just be biased to my perspective. I would understand how to have real dialogue. So if I know our team has Lamar Odom running the point at 6'7", 6'8",
and how he see the court, I'm going straight down to the post and seeing my spot, because whoever defended him is going to be 6'5 and under, and he can just throw the ball over them to the post. But if I got Derek Fisher bringing the ball down the court in years, then I'm going to spread my post game out to the wing a little bit more so he can give me the skip pass out and nobody can pick from under it. And just small things like that, I just pay close attention to, because I knew ultimately it ain't about me being the best player out here. It's about us having the best team out here.
The best team.
Hey, what my boy said, he adjusts player to player. He's like, I adjust player to player. I chewed everybody out. And I confronted everybody, but I adjusted based off of their history, based off of what their goals were. I said, Kobe, are you like, what are you saying right now? He like, listen, you need to know what their goals are. George, let me take you here now. I was studying their history. And in studying their history, I thought I could analyze how to coach them. And I thought, man, you came from an environment that would catalyze hunger. I'm going to show you how to get there. I never stopped, took the time out to ask them if that was even their goal.
Mm.
So when I was losing, I was angry because I was losing some. And I didn't understand why, because I studied your history.
Mm.
I studied how you react.
Mm.
I know where you come from. I know how to psychoanalyze that to know that if you was hungry, that means you want to eat. So I'm going to help you eat. Unfortunately, I didn't take the time out to understand what their goals were for themselves.
Because
I could put them right at that water. Or I could take them out there and teach them how to reel the fish in every single day. But if that's not their goal, if their goal is not to be self-sufficient, then they're not going to be self-sufficient.
No matter what you
so
share.
So I increased my efficiency and became a first-team all-defensive player when I understood to not only come in and ask people and study people and understand how to react and respond and learn their behavior, but to also sit down and make sure that you want to be a champion too. You want to be a great defender too. You want to be able to say, I defend like Gary Payton too. Make sure that. Because when I invest this time, it's going to be real investment.
The glove. I had a pair of those shoes. That was one of my favorite pair of shoes, but the zip.
It's certain players, and that was my style. Pat Beverly, Bruce Bowen. Like I got on Marcus Smart, actually, was my style. I was like a defensive-minded point guard. I just understood that I was rangy and longer than 6 feet tall, 6'1". So I might have to guard somebody bigger than me. But if I could be smart and be angular, I might can get to the NBA. Because at the end of the day, this person who's dribbling the ball the most, and I'm the person who's getting the most steals. So we're going to see who's going to win. People like Pat Beverly, Tony Allen, Marcus Smart, those guys, they ain't get there from shooting the ball.
Said,
and it's basketball, right? Yeah. So for them to get there, you know what I'm saying? It's basketball. The goal is basketball. You say what you want to. LeBron, the greatest point guard of all time, assist this, assist that, all that. Yeah, but he's number three of what he is on the scoring list. Yeah, bars. He's up there. He's trying to pass Kareem. That's what I'm saying, the most of all time.
Up there.
So it's still about getting baskets. For these guys to get to the highest level, the pinnacle, not because they can get baskets, because they can prevent people from getting baskets. That's different.
It's real different. Gary
Payton, shout out to the glove.
Have you been tapped in with it? I haven't been seeing much basketball. You been tapped in?
I'm tapped into the medical side of it. I knew it wasn't going to work. I'm a biology major, so of course I was... The condensed 72-game season, double back-to-backs instead of single back-to-backs.
Wait, so what happened?
So because of the offset of the bubble in COVID-19 last year,
okay.
You know, the scheduling of the seasons had to adjust this year.
They didn't just...
No, they didn't start over. They're trying to get back. They're trying to work a two-year plan to get back into a regular schedule of basketball. So going to having the playoffs be in June, you know, end of May and June.
What are they going to be now?
Last year, that was February. I mean, it was just this February. It was like Super Bowl and NBA Finals at the same time.
Okay.
So then they started basketball back in June.
That's not to catch up, though. No, the championship used to be in June, isn't
it? No, it's to offset. So what you wanted to do, wait all the way until next October to bring basketball back?
I guess
that would have made sense, but then now they're losing money. So instead of pushing it back to catch up,
they doubled up. Ooh.
And so now the players, like... Nobody in the MVP voting. LeBron ain't played a full... Like, LeBron missed 16. Joel Embiid, he gonna always miss, but he missed 20-something. The only player that's in the MVP voting that's played consistently every game is Joker.
Luka.
No. He missed time.
Who you saying?
Joker. Jokic. Jokic from Denver Nuggets.
26.
Nikola Jokic. Triple double.
Really?
7 foot triple double machine.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. I got you.
But it's more so based off the fact that ain't nobody else play a lot because, bro, 70, 82
games. The guy on his team just got hurt the other day.
Jamal Murray. So 82 games over a span of 6 months to 72 games over a span of 4 months. So now you double down. So if I play in Toronto now, I got to play a double before I leave back because of COVID protocol and because of condensed schedule. I don't want y'all flying to Toronto multiple times so y'all can go ahead and play Toronto back to back.
I did see that. I did pass by that boy KD's bussing, though.
Yeah, but he already missed twice this year. He already had a hamstring, John. Like, bro, these are not football players. All due respect. Soft tissue injuries, they don't work well with soft tissue injuries. The way, nigga, if you play football, nigga, by week four.
You feeling it somewhere.
I mean, you just hurt.
Somewhere.
Especially if you play a box position. Now, if you play corner receiver and all that stuff like that, you might can manage to get to week eight. But by the time the season over with, you're going to feel soft tissue injuries. Your ribs, your thigh. You got a thigh bruise over here. You got deep tissue bruise. You got pectoral tear. Mm-hmm. All of that.
Basketball, rotator cuff.
Basketball players, because of the lack of contact and because of the extensive schedule and medical training that they have, they able to work that perfectly. As soon as you get out of the game, ice immediately. That's what Kobe talk about. He said, shit, ice, heat, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Basically do 5 20-minute ice, 4 heat, 20-minute heat, 3 20-minute ice, 2 20-minute heat, 1 20-minute ice, get out there, go do the interviews, do that. Like, immediately. This is how I do it. Weight training the next morning, recover the body with iron, boom, 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 that's how I do it. All right, switch. Now you're going to do double back-to-backs in a week. Instead of having 2 back-to-backs a month, you're going to have 4 back-to-backs in a month. Have to play 72 games in 120 days instead of 82 games in, 180 days.
So the players are, what they saying about that? They okay with that? I guess they have to be.
So there's levels. Because some of us got to get this game checked or else.
True.
Now, if I'm LeBron James, then, I mean, what is my NBA contract, even if it's $30 million?
Right.
But if I'm player number 15 on the roster, this $80,000 I'm getting for this 10-day, I need that.
Right.
So y'all do what y'all gotta do.
Right.
And I think that's what the NFL is failing to realize, is that we gotta cover everybody's ass. I know it's a lot more everybody's, and I understand that. But the NBA, I feel like Chris Paul and Paul George and LeBron are able to consider and care about player number 15 too. All the contracts guaranteed, even the 10 days. If you get a 10 day and you only make it 5 days, you're still getting your whatever, the $40,000.
My dad, I think about my dad talking about the football field is just a curated plantation field. It's the same. They just cut it and put some.
I mean, when you look at the combine,
put some paint on it.
When you look at the NFL combine,
yeah, coming in the port,
it's like scary. Yes. Because I'm sending them to
systematically.
The but I'm like, they like, yeah, now stretch your arms. All right, now hold your nuts and cough.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, I think he need to be the first one picked.
Yeah. He's Mandingo, as they would say.
And the quarterback is just a sharecropper.
Yikes. But just that whole, you know, that you feel that in the contracts and just.
Man,
I love that shit.
I loved that shit with a D at the end of it.
Loved.
Like, it was my life.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? I was down for whatever it took to get that W on Friday. Listen, George, I was a kind of player that you can take and play any position. And he's listed as a quarterback. But, like, skill position, even middle linebacker, like, because I'm just willing to get in there.
Yeah.
I ain't playing no lineman.
Yeah, I had to start out like that because I had
so it was a
in the Husky section.
Because it was a situation because it was like cerebral. So it's like, well, you're just an athlete. And what we're going to do is build our offense, our defense, and see where our weakest point is. and we're going to plug you in that for the week. If they are a passing team and our weak point is the deep coverage on defense, we're going to put you a free safety. If they got one receiver, Chad Bumpus or this guy or whatever, that just dominate the game, you're going to go play man and you're going to float. If they have a weak passing coverage, you're going to go play quarterback. If they run defense is not to where it's going to be, you're going to play quarterback and we're going to run. It's like we're not tripping about overloading you with information. We tripping about going out here with a game plan that ain't suitable to our team. Mm. And basically, you just the LeBron James of the situation. Everybody keeps trying to say, look at the All-Star game. Go check the resume. 14 All-Star appearances by one LeBron Ramon James. See the positions. Other than, they don't do center for the All-Star game. It's guard, forward. That's how they list the positions of the All-Star game. My boy in the West right now can't be the number one point guard because it's one Steph Curry out there. So they list him as a small forward. When he was with Miami, they listed him as a shooting guard. And when Steph Curry was hurt, they listed him as the point guard last year.
Yeah,
they just throw him on there because he just the rotating piece.
He the business.
He is the franchise
for sure.
And so when you understand that and you don't shy away from that responsibility, but you embrace it, you give yourself an opportunity to be able to assist the entire team.
Mm.
Not literally, but quite literally, if in LeBron's case. Like,
and George Lowe's case too. I can take
these group of guys who was just in the lottery last year with young Kyrie, and don't get it twisted. As an individual player, there is none greater in the last 2 minutes than Kyrie Irving, pound for pound. I would argue he the greatest in the history of basketball in the last 2 minutes. Him and Damian Lillard are competing back and forth for that. But look.
I seen him drop my man.
What about leadership? What about being able to get the other players? So what LeBron does is immediately make a C-minus player a C-plus player. Immediately by being on the roster. These guys, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, they don't do that. They make the team go up because they are immensely talented and are A-plus players. LeBron, even as an A-minus player right now, still enables these guys to feel like they are a championship caliber team, to where Dennis Schroeder feel like, shit, if I don't win a championship, I fucked up. Not if I luck up, I could win a championship. That's a different mentality.
Mm.
That's intent. You can't control but three things in life: your energy, your effort, and your intentions.
Mm.
So if my energy is championship, and my effort is whatever it takes, and my intentions is not to fuck this up, whether it's for LeBron or whether it's because this the understanding, this how I go. This nigga been whooping our ass for the last however long he been in the NBA. Shit, I believe in it. I believe in him. I see what he did last year with teams that I thought was not as talented as the team we have now. It's like the whole team got greater intentions. The James Joneses and the Mike Millers of the world, and the Shane Battiers of the world, and the
Ray Allens.
And the Ray Allens of the world, and the Mario Chalmerses of the world.
Yeah.
And the Tristan Thompsons of the world. It's like, I need $85 million now. I got great intentions.
Chris Posh.
Know what I'm saying? And so, when we get down to, because people want to do it what they thought, they want to do it like what they thought it looked like for Mike and Kobe. But now, see, y'all missed it. Y'all thought it was me being aggressive when it was me empowering them. I'm empowering Steve Kerr to understand that you can get in here and scuffle with these niggas too. Because when it get boiled down to it, I'm going to need that game 7 against the Pistons. It's going down in here in the majorest way. So I don't need you on this court unless you can't take a yink yink one time. So I'm going to see what you own in practice. Kobe did Jeremy Lin the same way. I don't want all that Lin sanity. You know, that was sweet. You was playing for the Knicks, son. Y'all was going nowhere but to the lottery. Over here, we trying to win big. So, understand, in the flow of things, you have to understand it's a full... I learned from Phil Jackson. It's always a flow.
Always a flow.
Shit. I brought my camera. You want to do it?
Yes, sir.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Cooking up greatness.
Go talk.
Greatness.
Man, y'all about to touch rope?
Yeah, man. So, yeah, bro. I think we can just leave that right there, man. Let that joint breathe, bro.
Let it breathe. Hey, we're gonna come back and do a part two though.
Hey, pull up.
Yeah.
You wanted to pull up Kings.
Yes.
I was just laughing, like, what I just came from, and you know, folks don't know, bro. Like, I'll pull up, bro. Just drop it to me, I'm pull it up. And you, I think about on road. I really think about on road when I'm on the road for real.
Man, it came from that on road piece came from a ideology of adaptability. That's what I'm writing a book about, all the adaptation. And it's just like, you know, going into these environments, places that I go, one or two, maybe my dog Shaq with me, maybe not. It's like, you know, you can take the perceptions that's displayed in society and feel like, nah, I'm in danger. But just because of how I was brought up or whatever like that, it's just like, I have a discernment and I'm keen on being empathetic. So I'm like, in this environment, I ain't going to be egotistical and prideful and try to change it to my standard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to walk in here and see what the pecking order is,
mm-hmm.
whether that's in the White House or whether that's in prison. I'm treated the same.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I allow people to feel respected, to feel acknowledged, to feel whatever they need to feel while not diminishing myself, and we're able to meet in the middle. Because it just be ego. It's just people don't want you to feel like you're infringing on their power. Not at all, my brother. I'm here to develop.
In power.
For real.
In power.
For real.
So, yeah, man, bro, I appreciate your time. And
absolutely, man.
Shoot, we're going to share this with the people and continue to do our part.
Let's do it.
You feel me? Let's touch on it.
Boom.
Out.
Listening to this podcast may result in you stepping into your higher self and tapping into all your gifts. Please listen at your own risk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Free your mind, let it ease. This is life, life on E. Shine your light, be at peace. This is life, life on E. Don't think twice, let it be. This is life, life on E. Shine your light, be at peace. This is life, life on E.
I'm thinking higher level, trying to deny the devil. Sometimes it's just as hard as if you're trying to build a garden with me and deny the shovel, or biking without a pedal. But I raise my vibrations up and I never settle. Blessings to you all. Found peace in myself and now I'm making more moves than a U-Haul. Shoot my shot to get to scratch like I sunk in the cue ball. Born again a new God, get a step like you dog.
Free your mind, let it ease. This is life, life on E. Shine your light, be at peace. This is life, life on E. Don't think twice, let it be. This is life, life on E. Shine your light, be at peace. This is life, life on E.
Yeah.